This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and Pakistan have agreed to stop firing and military action. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri made an announcement in this regard in New Delhi. He said that the Pakistan Director General of Military Operation initiated the call for ceasefire this afternoon, after which discussions took place and understanding reached.
The Director General of Military Operations of Pakistan called the Director General of Military Operations of India at 15:35 hours earlier this afternoon. It was agreed between them that both sides would stop all firing and military action on land and in the air and sea with effect from 1700 hours Indian Standard Time today. Instructions have been given on both sides to give effect to this understanding. The Directors General of Military Operations will talk again on the 12th of May at 1200 hours.
The External Affairs Ministry clarified that the stoppage of firing and military action was worked out directly between the two countries. External Affairs Ministry sources added that there is no decision to hold talks on any other issue at any other place. Now we go over live to our correspondent Bhupendra for the latest updates. Bhupendra, what details do you have?
Yeah, Abhishek, big news has come that India and Pakistan have agreed to stop firing and military action with immediate effect. And Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri made an announcement in this regard in New Delhi. He said the Pakistan Director General of Military Operation initiated the call for ceasefire this afternoon, and after which a discussion took place and understanding reached. So this is a very big victory for India, as the Pakistan side has initiated the call for the ceasefire, and Foreign Secretary also made an announcement that both the country DGMO will talk again on 12th of this month.
Right. Thank you, Bhupendra, for that comprehensive update. Well, moving on, earlier the Indian Armed Forces carried out precision strike on Pakistan military targets, including technical infrastructure, command and control center, radar sites and weapons storage areas, in retaliation to Islamabad's escalatory and provocative actions. India targeted Rafiki, Murid, Chaklala, Rahim Yar Khan, among others, using air-launched weapons from Indian fighter aircraft. In a special briefing on Operation Sindoor this morning, Wing Commander Vyomika Singh elaborated the details of the actions taken by the armed forces. She informed that the Pakistan Army was observed moving its troops towards forward areas, indicating an offensive intent to further escalate the situation. She asserted that Indian armed forces are in a state of operational readiness and all hostile actions have been effectively countered.
Pak military has been observed to be moving their troops into forward areas, indicating offensive intent to further escalate the situation. Indian Armed Forces remain in a high state of operational readiness. All hostile actions have been effectively countered and responded appropriately. Indian Armed Forces reiterate their commitment to non-escalation, provided it is reciprocated by the Pakistan military.
Wing Commander Vyomika Singh added that Indian Armed Forces carried out precision attack only at identified military targets in response to Pakistan action. She said radar sites in Pasur and Sialkot aviation base were also targeted. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh informed that Pakistani army was continuously attacking the western borders by using drones, long-range weapons, loitering munitions and fighter jets. She said India effectively neutralized the attacks. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh also pointed towards the malicious misinformation campaign of the Pakistani side that they destructed Indian S-400 system and damaged airfields at Suratgarh and Sirsa. She unequivocally rejected these false claims being spread by Pakistan. During the press conference, India also released time-stamped images showing its air bases unharmed to counter Pakistan's propaganda. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said it is the Pakistani act that constituted provocation and escalation, and in response to Pakistani actions, India responded in a measured way.
Claims have been made about large sections of Indian critical infrastructure, power systems, cyber systems, etc., being attacked and destroyed. Completely false. I would urge all of you and all those who watch this not to be misled by this tissue of lies that is being peddled by the Pakistani state for obvious purposes.
Mr. Misri also rejected the Pakistan's claims of missile strikes on religious sites, terming it baseless. He also said Pakistan is making frivolous allegation that Indian missiles have hit Afghanistan. Afghanistan has strongly rejected Pakistan's allegations of missile strikes by India on Afghan territory. Talking to an Afghan news network, the spokesman in the Afghan Ministry of Defense, Inayatullah Khwarizmi, has said that there is no truth to such claims. Five terrorists of the Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Taiba were killed in Pakistan after India launched Operation Sindoor. Sources said these terrorists are Mudassar Khadian Khas alias Abu Jundal, Hafiz Muhammad Jamil, who was the eldest brother-in-law of Maulana Masood Azhar, Muhammad Yusuf Azhar Khalid alias Abu Akasha, and Muhammad Hassan Khan. These terrorists were neutralized on the 7th of this month during the operation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and three services chiefs. NSA Ajit Dobhal also attended the meeting. The meeting took place at his residence in the national capital amid India's retaliatory action against Pakistan. A total of 60 flights were cancelled at Delhi Airport today. This includes 30 domestic arrivals and 30 domestic departures. Passengers are advised to check with the airlines for updated flight information and alternative travel arrangements. India's all-out attack to counter Pakistan's aggression has left the terror-spawning Pakistan anxious. As a result, Pakistan is now resorting to vindictive disinformation campaign in the digital space. From pushing fake videos to morphed images on social media platforms, Terror Factory Pakistan is making desperate attempt to mislead the media, distort the global narrative, and manipulate public perception.
Pakistan's despairing pursuit of propagating fake news on the digital battleground has been no different than its inevitable descent in shielding terrorism on its soil. A helpless Pakistan is now cornered to paint fake news and malicious content on the digital walls. A barrage of baseless content involving capturing of Indian soldiers and destruction of Indian defense systems is being hopelessly thrown by various Pakistani social media channels to whitewash and mask Pakistan's inescapable loss in the global media. A video claiming the capturing of an Indian female Air Force pilot in Pakistan is being circulated in the social media. Similarly, a 2016 image is being peddled by various pro-Pakistan social media accounts to falsely claim that three fighter jets have been crashed in different areas of the Himalayan region. Another fake claim that an Indian pilot has ejected from a fighter jet over Pakistan-occupied Kashmir is also being disseminated across various platforms, which reflects the evident frustration of the terror breeding ground Pakistan. With Divakar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Listeners, as Pakistan has been resorting to spreading propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinize every piece of information carefully in this critical time. If you encounter dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any info related to ongoing situation, you must report it to PIB Fact Check. You can also share such content on WhatsApp number 87997112 59 and email ID factcheck@pib.gov.in. After reclearance from Air Traffic Control, ATC, helicopter service for Kedarnath Dham in Uttarakhand has been resumed. The ATC has reviewed all air travel in the country and has given clearance to the helicopter services during the Char Dham Yatra. Kedarnath heli service was closed due to lack of clearance for a few hours, which is now running smoothly. Meanwhile, the Char Dham Yatra has been conducted smoothly without any interruptions. So far, more than 4 lakh devotees have visited the holy shrines. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, through a social media post, has urged the devotees not to pay attention to any kind of rumours. The Chief Minister said that the state government is continuously working to make the pilgrimage experience safe and convenient for all devotees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India and Pakistan have today worked out an understanding on stoppage of firing and military action. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, India has consistently maintained a firm and uncompromising stance against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. He said it will continue to do so. In Archery World Cup Stage 2, India won 3 medals in Shanghai today. The men's compound team of Abhishek Verma, Ojas Devtale and Rishabh Yadav won gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.